guy, great, another tie, but this horse is just a jumping machine.
Yeah, he seems very good at the wall anyway. He's really good, you know. He jumps other classes as well, but he does find it quite easy.
Well, yes, could you have gone higher if you if the way that could have worked? Because it looked so easy.
I'm not sure how big it was, but he jumped 222 twice already before, and he jumps it quite easy. He's actually better if it's a bit bigger, a bit earlier on, then you can start riding it a little bit. First two or three rounds, you're always a little holding him. He gets a bit sharp at it, but you know, he's good at it. He's very good.
And I can see all your family here, and I know when you this is a family week for you, but to win this matters. 9,000 people in, this is a good night.
Well, it's really good, and this class everyone can recognise a bit. When you look at the pics on the wall, I look around the place and they're all of people jumping walls, you know. It's ludicrous really, but I mean, you know, it's a really good class for the public, definitely.
And for you, because of that, the sort of element of history and what it's about, does that feel special?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I come here as a kid and watched, you know, Michael and people like that all were jumping it, and you know, it's a big thing, you know. I like to win it, my kids like it, so they might beg me to jump it. I'd rather not, but anyway.
What, is that because they want to see Dad getting a bit terrified?
No, they just like the wall, you know, and I think a lot of people do that. They can understand it. Big jump, best one jumps it.
But this horse seems to just thrive on it.
Yeah, he can jump massive. He can jump massive, there's no doubt about it. And he's still learning his trade a little bit, to be fair, so.
I mean, explain it to the public, what it is like to jump 7'2" as it was tonight.
It depends what you're riding. With my horse, it's pretty easy because he's always taking you, so you can just hang on to him and hold, you know, he's always going to jump the other side. And a lot of them do, you know, but you wouldn't want to be on one that was a little bit chicken or, you know, a little bit worried. I mean, he doesn't take any worry from it at all. He just carries on, jumps it.
So when you're approaching that, the big wall at 7'2", what's going through your mind? Because, of course, you can look over it, but how do you approach it?
I think it's very easy to attack it quite early, and I think you have to just keep waiting. Like I kept nearly wanting to go and attack it, and then I take him off it, and I was a bit deep the last three times, really, for him to jump the best way. I mean, if he got in the right spot, he would have really jumped it, but he actually jumps it wherever he is.
Do you remember coming here as a little boy, like your family, coming here to
definitely
watch the puissance?
Yeah, I used to come with Mum and Dad and watch all the jumping, so you know, it's really good to be part of it.
Well done. Another puissance victory for you.
Thank you.
Top work. Thank you, Guy.
Thanks very much.